Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome back, everybody. It's a game night, the Oilers and the Arizona Coyotes. Interesting times for the Arizona organization. Before we went to break, we did Oilers Game Day Trivia presented by Pro-Am Sports, your fan cave specialist. All correct answers this month are entered to win an autographed Stuart Skinner jersey from Pro-Am Sports. Visit them online at in Edmonton. You can visit them online or in Edmonton on St. Albert Trail. And the question today was, name the current Coyotes defenseman drafted by Edmonton that was traded last year at the deadline for current Coyote Nick Bjugstad, who re-signed with Arizona on a two-year deal. The correct answer is Michael Kesselring, who was the Oilers' sixth-round pick, 164th in 2018. He's now played 71 NHL games, 5 goals, 18 points in 62 games this season, plus 11. Ryan had the correct answer for us. Of course, you can reach us on the River Cree Resort Casino hotline, River Cree Resort Casino, 780-496-0063. The River Cree Resort Casino, excitement, bet on it. And you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you always wanted, Ashley Fine Floors, 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, open Monday to Saturday. Guests on the show receive gift cards to Japanese Village. You can save $10 on all certified Angus beef New York steak dinners. For details, visit jvedmonton.ca. We still got this day in Oilers history coming. We're just working on negotiating Frank Saravalli, who's had a very busy last 3 or 4 days, to say the least. The Oilers' next opponent, by the way, is the tonight it's the Arizona Coyotes. Then they take on the Vancouver Canucks. That's right, the Vancouver Canucks. Okay, we're going to have to pass on Frank. We're going to have to pivot on that. So while we have a second here, let's do this. Let's go to, can you fire up the McGuire Financial Game Day lineup report for me, please, Kellen Kennedy?
The Game Day lineup report is brought to you by McGuire Financial. Stick handle your way to financial success. For a free financial consultation, visit McGuireFinancial.ca.
So Edmonton and Arizona tonight again. Drysdale expected to be with RNH and Hyman. Henrique with Kane and Fogle. McLeod with Holloway and Perry. Ryan with Janmark and Brown. Ekholm and Bouchard. Nurse and Stetcher. Kulak and Desharnais. Kelvin Pickard starts in goal. The Oilers coming in with a record of 48-24-5. They are 4 points behind tomorrow's opponent, the Vancouver Canucks. This is what the Canucks rolled with the other night against Arizona. They had Elias Pettersson with Hoglander and Besser. Besser having a 40-goal campaign. Pettersson signing an 8-year extension at $11.6 million. JT Miller with Dakota Joshua and Connor Garland. No guarantee they stick with these lines after the 4-3 loss. Elias Lindholm, 5 goals, 9 points in 23 games, minus 7 since coming over from Calgary in that big blockbuster trade. He's got 41 points this season. He's a pending UFA. You could see a team like Boston offering him $7.5 to $8 million. They had Lindholm with D. Giuseppe and Mikheyev the other night against Arizona, and then Bluger was with Pius Suter and Sam Lafferty. Hughes and Roenick together. Hughes is plus 40. Roenick plus 34. He got stopped on a penalty shot in overtime. Irma, Albertus, Carson, Soucy with Tyler Myers. Myers, a pending UFA, $6 million cap hit, spent the last 5 seasons in Vancouver. Nikita Zadorov, along with Ian Cole, they're both UFAs. Zadorov coming for a 3rd and a 5th, fairly easy earlier in the season. Casey DeSmith and Shilovs have been the goaltenders as of late. Demko is closing in on a potential return. He's been out for a while, LTIR. 34-13-2 this year, 2.47 goals against average, .917 save percentage. So the Canucks getting Pettersson done. Of course, Miller signed long-term as well. His $8 million a year deal for 7 years kicked in this year. Hughes in year three of a six-year deal at 7.85. Demko in year three of a five-year deal. The Canucks plus 53 in goal differential. Edmonton plus 60. Vancouver 10th in the league since U.S. Thanksgiving in the Pacific Division. They were third in the league before that. The Oilers were 30th in the league before U.S. Thanksgiving. The Oilers have had the best record in the NHL since U.S. Thanksgiving. The Canucks are 22-13-4 on the road this year. Vancouver, top 10 in both goals for, 3.42 goals per game, and goals against at 2.72. And top 10 in the power play at 22.9%. They've struggled a bit on the power penalty kill of late. They were brutal on it last year. They finished dead last in the penalty killing last season. Oh, by the way, they've beaten Edmonton three times already this season. All three games were played when Jay Woodcroft was the head coach. Again, the pending UFAs for Vancouver, and Roenick's an RFA, so they got to get him signed, Philip Roenick. But Lindholm, Myers, Ian Cole, Zadorov, Bluger, Lafferty, and Joshua. And Joshua's had a very good year. He's got 14 goals, 30 points in 60 games, and he's plus 17 this season. So there you go. And you can text us at any time, 780-496-0063. Edmonton and Vancouver tomorrow, and the Oilers tonight against the Arizona Coyotes. Again, that is the game day lineup report for back-to-back games this weekend. The Oilers tonight against Arizona and tomorrow against the Vancouver Canucks. Royal Pizza, Pizza Pass, and so much more. Edmonton owned and operated for over 50 years. Check out their menu at royalpizza.ca. And we'll tell you at 512 in Edmonton, we hear a lot of comments about the cost of living, including the cost of vehicles. At the same time, consumers are keeping their vehicles longer, and repair costs start to come into play. The team at Brentridge Ford, out of Wetaskiwin, cars cost less. They've assembled over 30 Escapes and Bronco Sports that can provide reliable and affordable transportation. For fair and open vehicle ownership, reach out to Rich, Johnny, or Uncle Milt, 780-352-6048. Brentridge Ford on the Auto Mile in Wetaskiwin. 512 in Edmonton. We'll take a quick timeout. Brendan Escott coming up, and we're returning Oilers Now.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Bit of a malfunction at the junction for us. So Daily Faceoff's Frank Cervelli. We will have on Monday's show. His appearances are brought to you twice weekly on Oilers Now by Horse Racing Alberta. Racing returning May 4th at Century Mile Racetrack and Casino. For more information, go to thehorses.com. Again, that's Frank Cervelli and HRA. We will tell you Royal Pizza, Pizza Pass, and so much more. Edmonton owned and operated for over 50-plus years. You can check out their menu at Royal Pizza. Pizza.ca with a stop recommendation is the Mediterranean Chicken. Brendan Escott likes the Texan. Reed Wilkins likes the Meat Lovers. This text comes in on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Bob, I'm curious that the Oilers fans don't want Patty Kane. Are they the same fans that didn't want to bring in Evander Kane? Also, thoughts on potentially getting Carson Soucy? Well, the Oilers need to make room for Philip Broberg. He's going to push his way into the lineup next season. I like Carson Soucy. It's a great story. Late bloomer, but I don't see. He's got two more years left in his deal. And frankly, if you look at the Vancouver Canucks, they have three pending UFAs on defense. $6 million bucks. for Tyler Myers, $3.75 million for Zadorov, $3 million for Cole. I'm pretty sure that Carson Soucy is going to be well imagining the one and only experienced defender that they can get back with him again, and away you go. There you go. Bob, I've been enjoying Rod Phillips, Edmonton's 10 greatest Oilers game. Loving every minute of it. When can we expect your version of something like that? Oilers greatest. Well, Jack does the play-by-play. Some would say that I haven't had 10 great moments on Oilers Now, so that might be really difficult, or in my role as an analyst as well, Glad, just to be honest. Again, you can text us at any time at 780-496-0063. Back in the 630 Chad Studios, Brendan Escott. Brendan, before we get to this day in Oilers history, we got the Arizona Coyotes and the Edmonton Oilers tonight, and then Edmonton and Vancouver tomorrow night. How big of a deal, and I know we're worried a little bit because this Arizona team can score, but how big of a game do you think tomorrow night is between the Oilers and the Canucks? Is it bigger for Edmonton or bigger for Vancouver?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't get the sense that either team is really, I don't get the sense that Edmonton is especially concerned with home ice advantage in the second round. You know, I think Vancouver's in a spot where they're looking at whomever they have to play in the wild card, and they haven't been here before, so I don't know what to expect out of the Canucks, whether it's, locked in tomorrow night or tonight or whatever the case may be, if they're able to chase this down. I just think that Edmonton is going to have the same approach, whether they're in second or first or whatever.
Do we know how good Vancouver is?
Not in a playoff setting. Yeah, I don't think so.
I mean, they had a great start to the year. They shot the lights out. They're still top two in the league in terms of shooting percentage. Edmonton, by the way, is 10th in the National Hockey League. The Oilers average more shots on goal than any other team in the league, but they're currently 10th in shots on goal percentage, shooting percentage. Vancouver, their analytics have actually been better over the last 50 games than they were in the first 30 to start the year. They went on a major PDO heater. I think they're pretty good, Brendan, but I'm a little bit like you. You're always a little bit nervous when it's the first time for a team when they haven't been there for a few years, and they missed the playoffs 7 of the previous 8 years. I mean, you're a BC kid. Now, granted, you're not in the Lower Mainland, but it is kind of I get the sense out there there's some questions with the Canucks as well, even within their own fan base. You think that's fair?
Yeah, definitely. And I got sort of the benefit, if you will, or maybe the ultimate disappointment of watching them build up with the Sedins, with Ryan Kessler, and then ultimately lose out, So I think this is probably as promising an era as they've had since then. But I don't know how Quinn Hughes is going to react when people start really taking it to him in the corners in a playoff atmosphere. Same can be said for Filip Hronek. Brock Besser's a 40-goal scorer for the first time. Is that something that, again, it can be sustained in a different atmosphere? Maybe. It is quite possible, but ultimately we don't know the answer to that question, whereas we do know if they play Vegas in the first round what the Golden Knights are capable of.
All right, so you look in goal, and assuming Demko's at 100%, I think we'd agree he's a pretty good goalie, right?
I would suggest he was probably on his way to the Vezina, but for Hellebuck this year before that injury.
Right. One big difference for the Canucks is how they've rebuilt the defense. I mean, they got Hughes and Hronek. I remember when they made that trade for Hronek, and we were like, wow, they gave up the first rounder that they just gotten, in that blockbuster trade for Bo Horvat. But it's the additions of Soucy, Zadorov, and Cole that changed the... Remember when they used to have Ethan Bear, smaller guy, and they had Hughes? Ronick isn't the biggest guy. And now they've added, 6'5" Carson Soucy, 6'6" Nikita Zadorov, 6'3" and 230-pound veteran in Ian Cole. They still have Myers there at 6'7". Their second and third pairings are massive. They've got the one, there's shrubs and then there's trees, and they got the one shrub, and he's pretty good. He's got 91 points this year. But the other thing they've changed around is the makeup of their bottom six forwards. Like they were soft before, perimeter, and they weren't great on the penalty kill. Now they had a real good start on the penalty kill. To me, they're a legitimate team all day, Vancouver. They're gonna be a tough out. And I'm not looking past tonight's game either, Brendan. I think this Arizona team could be, dangerous. They got a little bit of that slap shot feel going right now. Like, what are they, moving this team down to Florida? Like, what are these guys playing for? Well, they're playing for each other right now. And sometimes you end up getting an angered team, and that might be a bit of a challenge for Edmonton tonight.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, there's the potential when you've got Clayton Keller on the ice. Dylan Gunther has been quite nice in the last couple of weeks, I would suggest. They've got some pieces who can put the puck in the net. And as you say, that's actually been proven statistically over the last several weeks. But when you got a guy like Liam O'Brien out there, who might be not only one of the funniest pieces of mic'd up audio available in the NHL, but yeah, last I checked, he was right up top there with the league leader in penalty minutes. So yeah, you've got those kinds of spirited guys. And as this is a unique situation, so they have a lot to play for, and to come in and get to stick it to Edmonton, like I'm sure most teams want to anyway, I think the Oilers had better be careful tonight.
O'Brien, by the way, with 153 PIMs in 72 games this season. Let's go to this day in Oilers history. It's presented by New West Travel. Explore Southeast Asia on a chartered river cruise next March. Reach out to newwesttravel.com.
1988 was game 5 of the Smythe Division semifinal. Wayne Gretzky goes off for 5 points. Jari Kurri and Mark Messier each with 2 goals and 2 helpers in a 6-2 win over the Winnipeg Jets. Oilers won the series 4-1, advanced to play Calgary in round 2.
Mac T on Mondays will join us on Monday's show along with Frank Cervelli. Mac T on Mondays for Top Contract Equipment. Frank for Horse Racing Alberta. And we will tell you that Reed Wilkins has the face-off show beginning at 5:35, but not before a global news weather traffic update with Tom Estaya. Special thanks to Brendan Escott and Kellen Kennedy for helping put the show together. I'll rejoin you today at 6:05. Reed up next with the face-off show.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.